DC mass riot send us Trump, military restore order in nation's capital. By Charlie Spiring on June 1, 2020. The streets of Washington, D.C., were quieter on Monday night after President Donald Trump deployed the National Guard to the city to enforce a 7 p.m. curfew. Trump relieved Democrat Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser of command of law enforcement in her city after days of failure to stop violent rioting, looting, and property destruction, including multiple fires. Federal law enforcement deployed in force around the city after successfully moving protesters out of Lafayette Park across from the White House. President Trump made a point of restoring law and order by walking to the historic St. John's Episcopal Church that was damaged by violence next to the White House on Sunday night after delivering a speech vowing to stop the violence. That angered Bowser, who accused the president of making the job of D.C. police harder. But the presence of federal law enforcement dominated the streets of Washington, D.C. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley was spotted visiting the troops in the streets of D.C., as they deployed around the city. Attorney General Bill Barr and Defense Secretary Mark Esper also were spotted visiting the police lines. Dozens of protesters were arrested in the city for breaking the 7 p.m. curfew. Helicopters were deployed to hover over crowds of protesters to encourage them leave the streets. There were still some isolated incidents of violence reported around the city. Some shop windows were reportedly smashed on 14th Street as helicopters continued to hover low over violent protesters to disperse them. A CVS was also reportedly looted. Some businesses on 7th Street had smashed windows as well. Police surrounded a large crowd of protesters on Swan Street in Washington, D.C., prompting some residents to welcome trapped protesters in their homes. Some police officers even appeared to go into the homes to arrest the protesters, according to a video filmed in the area and posted on social media. Reporters on the scene noted that areas of the city were quiet, where 24 hours earlier they were filled with rioting, vandalism, and looting. Other reporters noted that police forces outnumbered the protesters. In other areas, law enforcement threw flashbang grenades in the streets to get protesters to disperse.